Michael Moore says Iran doesn't hate US, we hate them, we are the bad guys. By Breitbart News on April 9, 2026. Documentary filmmaker Michael Moore unloaded on President Donald Trump threatening to destroy Iran's civilization in lead up to the ceasefire deadline. The Fahrenheit 9/11 director accused the president of threatening a Holocaust against the Iranian people in a Substack entry titled, "The Apocalypse is Here." America, a country 250 years old, and the only nation sick and violent enough to have ever used a nuclear weapon, in partnership with Israel, a nation younger than Mick Jagger and Bugs Bunny, and the only nuclear-armed nation in its region, are on the verge of wiping one of the oldest civilizations off the map, Moore began. The filmmaker then went through Iran's history as an ancient civilization, and though he did not defend the current regime, he said that the country's culture still produces great filmmakers despite censorship. Per the current regime, Moore accused the U.S. of leading to its eventual rise in 1953 when the CIA helped in overthrowing Prime Minister Mohammad Mossadegh. He ultimately concluded that Iran does not hate the United States, but the United States hates Iran. Our leaders and our media are stupid enough to keep asking questions like why do they hate us? Hate us? They don't hate U.S. We hate them, he said. We're the bad guys. If you didn't realize that under previous presidents at least Donald Trump has ripped off the mask and shown you who we really are, he continued. On Tuesday, Iran agreed to a two-week ceasefire, granting access to the Strait of Hormuz. President Donald Trump announced on his Truth Social on Tuesday that Iran and the U.S. had reached a ceasefire agreement prior to his set deadline. Based on conversations with Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif and Field Marshal Asim Munir of Pakistan, and wherein they requested that I hold off the destructive force being sent tonight to Iran, and subject to the Islamic Republic of Iran agreeing to the complete, immediate, and safe opening of the Strait of Hormuz, I agree to suspend the bombing and attack of Iran for a period of 2 weeks, the president said. This will be a double-sided ceasefire. The reason for doing so is that we have already met and exceeded all military objectives, and are very far along with a definitive agreement concerning long-term peace with Iran and peace in the Middle East. We received a 10-point proposal from Iran, and believe it is a workable basis on which to negotiate, he continued.